Hello, I'm Jeremy Werner. Welcome to your morning conversation. Joining us this morning is Nottoway County Conservation Agent Nate Carr. First things first, Nate, how has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted your job as well as several residents in our listing area who've been looking to get out and enjoy the great outdoors?
So COVID-19, as far as my job goes, it's still been more or less the same as far as getting out and checking people, making contacts. It has created some cancellations. As far as some of our trainings go that we do this time of year, a lot of school programs and fishing clinics we've had to cancel, which is unfortunate. But other than that, we have seen a pretty good increase in use on our conservation areas. And so I've seen a lot of families taking their kids out fishing over at Philby Ranch, out at Mazingo, things like that. And so it's definitely opened up some opportunities for folks who maybe their kids aren't going to school or they weren't going to school. And maybe they had some extra time off work. And so it gave them opportunities to definitely get out, go hiking, camping, things like that. So we have seen more pressure. And generally with more pressure comes, maybe an increase in violations just because there's more people out using the resources. So see a few people off-roading, things of that nature, just kind of basic stuff, but things we still need to remind people of. That they're not allowed to do on our areas. We also saw it affect turkey season a little bit. We definitely saw more resident hunters obtaining permits this year. We saw a decrease in non-residents, but there was a pretty good boost in resident permits sold. And that, of course, led to an increase in birds harvested. And so we were able to see harvest numbers of over 41,000 turkeys this spring, as opposed to last year, it was about 3,000 less than that. So it was good to see a little bit of a boost in numbers as far as turkey hunters and turkeys being harvested this year.
Because of the pandemic, there were several rules and permits that were pushed back or relaxed. Was there any confusion on the public's end with that?
Yeah, that's a good topic to bring up. So the Missouri Department of Conservation temporarily suspended requirements for fishing permits, and just fishing permits alone, from March 27th through April 15th. And so it was just a short period of time, kind of during the maybe you call it the peak of a lot of things closing down. We tried to open up the availability for people to go fishing, but it was just a temporary lift from those requirements, and that expired April 15th. So things have been back to normal for over a month now, and so there has been a little confusion there with people getting the idea that they don't need permits maybe for the rest of summer or for the rest of the year, that it was a very temporary lift on those requirements. And so we just want to stress that and try and clear the air. Things are back to normal. You do need a fishing permit. We've got things coming up like free fishing weekend, and that's an annual thing that's been around for years. And so that'll be the weekend of June 6th and 7th. And so during that weekend, that's also a time where people are not required to have fishing permits to go fishing. And so we encourage people to get out who may not normally have the opportunity to go fishing and try and enjoy the outdoors and, maybe find a new hobby or just a new opportunity to get outside. Something to keep in mind, especially here in Nottoway County, is free fishing weekend is June 6th and 7th. And so I want people to make sure that if they're going to go fish a big fish on that first day, on the 5th, we have not entered into free fishing weekend yet. And so people will still need a fishing permit to fish that first day on the 5th.
So, Nate, as we enter the summer months, what other kind of events and hunting seasons do we have coming up?
Yeah, so summer always provides new opportunities. Of course, we've been talking about fishing. People can go fish our lakes when the rivers get to normal levels. We've got a lot of different river opportunities here locally for people to either go fish under a bridge or float down the river. And so those are really neat opportunities for people to get out and experience. As far as hunting goes, squirrel hunting just opened up. It can be a little warm to go out in the summer and hunt squirrels, but the season is open. It opened up on the 4th Saturday in May, and that'll run clear till February 15th. And you have a limit of 10 squirrels per day and a possession limit of 20 squirrels. And so a lot of hunters can probably say that they started out hunting squirrels, and that's how they got into hunting, you know, squirrels or rabbits. And so if you have young kids who don't necessarily want to sit out in the cold, you know, during the fall when you're hunting deer, or don't want to sit for very long, squirrel hunting can be a really good way to introduce somebody to hunting. So we definitely encourage people to get out and experience that. Coming up later in June, let's see, June 30th, sunset on June 30th is when our frog season will open up. So you can take bull frogs and green frogs with a total of 8 frogs in the aggregate. And you can either take those with a hunting permit or a fishing permit. Now, depending on which one might affect your hunting methods or fishing methods and what's allowed. So that's something to check out before you actually go. But you can take them with a fishing or hunting permit.
So, Nate, as we take a look at spring in the rearview mirror, what kind of hunting numbers did we see?
Really, the main season that throughout the spring is our spring turkey season. So I'll hit on that a little bit. I'll cover it again really quick. But like I said, our non-resident hunters decreased this year, and I'm sure that was largely in part due to COVID and people not necessarily wanting to leave their home state. But we did see about 9,600 more spring turkey hunters overall than we did in 2019, and that was due to a pretty good increase in resident hunters just having time to get out and hunt. And that led to a harvest of 41,454 turkeys, opposed to last year where we harvested, it looks like, 38,730, so almost 3,000 more turkeys than last year. I don't know that it necessarily means there were more turkeys available this year, as much as it was probably an increase in hunters and time to hunt.
All right, Nate, we appreciate you coming on and getting us up to date. Stay safe out there. Once again, that's Nodaway County Conservation Agent Nate Carr. I'm Jeremy Werner, and that was your morning conversation.